After examining the map a bit, you decide to head to the wooden toy stall. This family-owned business has been hand-carving toys for several generations. It has been a permanent fixture of the Josenheim market and seems like it might be a good place to gather some information. All the stalls in the Josenheim market are still built with traditional wooden structures. The owner of this stall is still working on theirs. There's a big pile of wood that still needs to go up. You start chatting with the owner, but he continues working and seems a little irritated at the disturbance. Wanting to find out what you can as fast as possible, very subtly you bring up the subject of the missing star into the conversation in hopes of getting some information that might prove to be handy. But the owner tells you that he still has a lot of work to do and unfortunately has no time to chat with you. Just as you start turning around, dejected, he calls back out and says that if you help him build the back wall of the stall, it will free him up sooner and then maybe he can help you out. Eager to learn whatever you can, you roll up your sleeves and get ready to start doing some back-breaking work. Just as you are about to pick up the first plank from the pile you saw before, the owner calls out to you and says, "Be very careful. Don't mess up the order of the planks. They go in the same order every year because the sun has discolored them in a specific way. Putting them up in the right order, light to dark, hides the fading pattern effectively. Oh, and don't forget to use the proper building model as well. The town hall imposes fines if we don't match the building patterns we all agreed to based on the skull's origin. I hate to think I might have to do double the work if you mess up." If you get this wrong, it will increase the work that the owner needs to do, and this will mean he won't have time to give you any information. All of a sudden, putting the back of the shed together doesn't sound that easy anymore, but you still have to give it a try. You walk over to the plank of wood. Dreading the task a bit, before picking up a plank, you try to look around to see if anything could help you figure out what building model to use. You're a bit relieved when your eyes happen upon a page that looks like a catalogue of wooden panel assembling styles lying next to the pile. Well, time to apply some elbow grease.